Senator Russ Feingold is one of the sponsors of the bill that would cut off funding for the war. He joins us now from his home state of Wisconsin. Senator, thank you so much for being with us.
Good to be on the show.
Now, as we just heard, the president had harsh words for the efforts to tie the funding for the war to the withdrawal date in Iraq. And he said again that he will veto any bill put before him that actually does so. So what is your response to his comments today in the Rose Garden?
Well, this is some of the worst conduct by a president I've ever seen. It's beyond stubborn. It's irrational. The American people spoke very clearly in November. They wanted this war over, and the Congress has responded. Democrats and some Republicans voting every time stronger and stronger provisions until last week, a majority of the Senate said, look, we have a binding provision that the war starts ending in 120 days and a goal of it finishing by the end of next March. And the president said he'd veto that. So he leaves us essentially with no choice if we want to end this war. We have to turn to our ability to say, look, by this date, the funding for the war won't be available. We have to give enough time for the troops to be safely redeployed. But the idea that somehow the president can completely ignore the Congress is absurd, and we have to stand up to his abuse here.
Now, as you know, there's a certain amount of finger-pointing in Washington, and some are saying that you and the senator are acting a bit stubborn as well. Why not work toward a compromise? Why send the administration a bill that you know full well is going to be vetoed?
Well, the idea that somehow we should compromise for political reasons on something that affects the lives of so many American men and women who are in Iraq strikes me as just wrong. Our job is to end this war. This is exactly what the American people called for. What the president is doing here is saying something that I just can't believe. Here we are voting for the funding. Both the House and the Senate voted to provide the funding. We're just saying, however, you need to start ending the war. And he's saying, look, I should be able to get the funding and have my policy with no influence at all of the Congress.
But just, you know, to look at this from the other side, is it possible to see this in another way? Because this is such an important issue, is it appropriate to play this kind of political chicken?
There is no political chicken going on here. We have an absolute obligation to end this war. And for us to back down would be cowardice. For us to say, well, gee, the president's hurting us politically, so maybe we'll just keep this war going a little bit longer. That, to me, is utterly irresponsible.
You're in your home district right now, and you've been a strong and outspoken critic of the war. Are you hearing anything from your constituents that gives you pause at all? Are you hearing from constituents who are concerned that the troops might suffer if you do withhold funding?
No, I'm hearing the opposite. I'm hearing people, please be as aggressive as you can be, even more aggressive in ending this war. They believe that it is this Bush administration that put our troops in danger, and that obviously are continuing to endanger our troops by having them in a war that doesn't make any sense.
The president today suggested that lawmakers return early from their spring vacations. He said, come off vacation to get a bill to my desk. Any chance of that happening?
Well, it'd be fine with me. Whenever we want to take action, whenever the president wants to relent and talk in terms of trying to come together on this issue, I'm happy to do that. The fact is, I'm out here listening to the people of my state and of this country. And that's what the president should be doing. He should be out hearing the fact that these aren't just Democrats or liberal Democrats, that there is a consensus against the view he has taken.
Okay, if we look down the road a bit, 2 weeks from now, if the two branches are still in the same position, looking at each other, not moving closer at all, what happens then?
Well, I'm sure one way or another, we will be able to provide the funding that is absolutely necessary to continue what is going on right now. The question is whether we follow the will of the American people and start ending this war, or whether we cave to the president's outrageous demand that this war just continue without a plan.
Well, what do you do if you get beyond 2 weeks? I mean, the Pentagon has said that they can continue operations through June, perhaps July, but it gets a little bit dicey beyond that.
Well, I certainly hope the president recognizes that as the president of the United States and the commander-in-chief, he has a responsibility to sign legislation that will provide the funding for the troops. It will be on his hands if he doesn't.
Senator Feingold, thank you so much for speaking
thank
with
you.
Us. That was Senator Russell Feingold. He's a Democrat from Wisconsin.